Oglethorpe Fund growing rapidly. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday the 5th of December 1913, page 1, column 2. Minimum of $50, 000 is set for luncheon at noon on Saturday. Size of committees to be increased. Some Oglethorpe facts. Oglethorpe canvassing committees reported $5,741 more raised Thursday. The total for the 4 days campaign so far is $41,786.50. The average subscription to date, including all of the Atlanta subscribers, is $300. The committees have set $50,000 as the minimum aggregate of the fund to be reported by Saturday. A minimum of $50,000 is the figure set by the canvassing committees for the Oglethorpe University at the Saturday noon luncheon. This minimum does not include any large subscriptions, but just the ordinary average run of everyday canvassing. If any large ones are announced, and there are several brewing, it will add just that much to the list. What the committees are seeking to do now is to give everybody in Atlanta a chance to be represented in this big movement for the city's good. One committeeman Thursday brought in a subscription of $1 in cash. Another, with the Atlanta Admins Committee, brought one from Mrs. F.C. Austell for $500. Mrs. Austell, who is one of Atlanta's best-known and most charming ladies, remarked that she remembered old Oglethorpe University well and had often been upon its campus. "I am glad," she said, "to be able to give you a subscription to help refound it." One committeeman, O.T. Camp, said he had to be out of town for the day, but he had determined not to come in without something, so he canvassed the passengers on the incoming train and secured subscriptions of $110. His statement was warmly applauded. "To increase size of committees. Plans are being made to increase the size of the committees, and also to have at the luncheons at the Piedmont every day to speak briefly to the committeemen some distinguished Atlantan who is interested in the work." Canvassing of the city office buildings is now in progress, with the hope that everyone in them who can possibly do so will subscribe something, no matter how small the amount they may feel able to give. Bigger things than universities have been built with small subscriptions, and these are what will make Oglethorpe a certainty for Atlanta. Chairman Ivan E. Allen of the campaign committee stated that up to date less than 1,000 persons have subscribed to the Oglethorpe Fund, and there are still 199,000 more Atlantans to be seen. The surface as yet has scarcely been scratched, and more than $40,000 has been raised in addition to the numerous $1,000 subscriptions given by Atlantans before the present campaign was started. Thursday subscriptions. The subscriptions reported at Thursday's noonday meeting were as follows. C.D. Montgomery's committee W.A. Foster and Raymond Robson, $50. Joel Hunter's committee James R. Harper, $25. Louis Asher, $25. Mrs. S.J. Gardner, $1. Miss A.M. Gallagher, $4. P.H. Miller, $5, total $60. A.W. Farlinger's committee. Aubrey Milam, $10. Roger Alex, Dewar, $100. Total $110. Harris White's committee Hill R. Huffman, $25. W.H. White Jr., $50, E.J. Pope, $25, W.L. Newborn, $25, Howell C. Irwin, $25, Park Chambers Hardwick Company, $250, J.K. Jordan, $10, total $410, Dr. William Owens Committee Hotel Equipment Company, $100, N.P. Coolidge, $50, F.J. Coolidge & Sons, $200, Francis E. Brownell, $25, Dr. P.E. Murray, $10, Henry Hillier, $100, total $485. John A. Bryce's committee Cliff C. Hatcher, $100. B.F. Bennett Jr., $50. Troy Steam Laundry, $50. F.P. Kern, $25. A.E. Harless, $25. J.L. Edwards, $25. Malvern Hill, $25. Smith Thornton Wynn and Company, $25. Doe H. Fogg, $1 cash. Total $526. Charles P. Glover's committee T.M. Wilson, $10, R.N. McMillan, $10, J.A. Watson, Jr., $10, John B. Horn, $10, W.A. James, $25, J.B. Wood, $25, Stratton Hard, $25, W.W. Long, $25, George A. Richards, $30, George R. Stockton, $50, C.R. Morris, $50, W.E. Carter Electric Company, $50, John L. Moore & Sons, $100, O.E. and M.C. Horton, $100, total $585. Dr. Cheston King's committee. Arthur Heyman, $100. John Y. Smith, $50. Smith and Higgins, $50. M. Hertzberg, $25. L. F. McClelland, $25. Greenberg & Bond Company, $100. E.D. Thomas, $25. L.Z. Rosser Jr., $25. Dr. Joseph Jacobs, $200. Total $600. Central Committee Atlanta Dental College, $100. Mrs. T.J. Johnson, $20. Mutual Publishing Company, $20. Herman Gagliardi, $40. W.T. Ashford, $500. Total $680. Admins Committee Mrs. F.C. Austell, $500. Dixie Seal and Stamp Company, $10. Irwin A. Burdett, $50. Thomas Eagleston, $100. T.G. Wolford, $25. Total $685. L.P. Bottenfield's Committee. McKenzie, George M. McKenzie, B.F. Burdett, and L. Vernoy together, $1,500. Randolph B. Raleigh, $25. John G. Paseo, $25. Total $1,550.